Dynamo's top player and reigning Castle Soccer star of the year, Denver Mukamba, has left the club to join South Africa's Bidvest Wits after leading Dimbare to the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title and the Mbada Diamonds Cup. Another of Dynamo's top players, the 2011 Castle Lager Premier Soccer League's top goalscorer, Rodrick Mtuma, has also made no secret of his intention to leave Dynamo's, pleading with the club to release him should he be successful in trials for the Orlando Pirates in South Africa. Mtuma is also being sought by two other South African clubs, Bloemfontein Celtic and Dynamo's. There's also been speculation that players like Simba Stole and Patson Jaure may leave Dimbare for clubs in South Africa or Europe, where there are better salaries on offer. Coach for the popular Harare club, Callisto Pasua, says he's worried as he has not heard from some of his top players and does not know where they are.
For a problem in some of the players who are not here, and I don't know their whereabouts. That is Rodrick Mtuma head. In the newspapers, they're saying he's at Kaizer Chiefs.
Pasua says he has communicated with most players on the Dynamo's roster this year, but Mtuma, Jaure and Stole have not yet pledged their commitment, despite the fact that all three are already registered to play for Dynamo's in the CAF Champions League. The Confederation of African Football Tournament starts the third weekend in February, with Dynamo set to play Correctional Services of Lesotho. The registration deadline for the tournament has passed, and the Confederation of African Football's regulations do not permit a club to replace players they've already registered. Although Dynamos have since registered veteran Stephen Alumenda from relegated Dead Body, as well as Atuo Mukandi and Russell Madambombe from Monomtapa, Pasua said the loss of Mtuma, Stole and Jaure would be a big blow to his team's chances of a good showing in Africa's top football competition. Pasua says he has asked for a meeting with Dynamos leadership to see how best to resolve the player crisis.
I'll have to talk to the executive of the team and decide the way forward.
However, Dynamo's club chairman Ken Mbaiwa says Dynamo must not stand in the way of a player who wants to move to South Africa, saying his club will do its best to find replacements for the departed players.
We cannot stop players from going to any other team that they may want to play for, but what we are doing right now is to get replacements for those who are going. We are working flat out to see that if any of our stars goes to South Africa, we won't have a problem.
Although registration for players to play in the CAF Champions League has passed, the Premier Soccer League are still to open registration for players for the 2013 soccer season, which gives Dynamos the chance to buy new players for its domestic program. The transfer window for Zimbabwean teams to acquire new players opens tomorrow and closes first week of March. At last year's CAF tournament, the Zimbabwean champions were eliminated in the early stages after losing to then-Africa champions Esperance of Tunisia 6-0. This year, Dynamos expect an easy passage against Correctional Services in the preliminary round. In the first round, they are scheduled to play either Itihadi of Libya or CABZ of Tunisia. If Dynamos survives, the team have been drawn to meet current Africa champions Al Ahly of Egypt in the second round. Mbaiwa is on record saying they are not scared of the Egyptian African champion.
Our big game will be against the Ahly. We are going to prepare very well for the game and make sure we qualify for the main league.
Dynamos are hoping to retain the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title and the Mbada Diamonds Cup they won for the past 2 years. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.